This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office at the White House Wednesday just 2 days after being released from a medical facility after being diagnosed with COVID-19. In a video released on his Twitter account, the president thanked his doctors and praised the experimental antibody treatment he received at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.
They gave me Regeneron. It's called Regeneron. And other things, too, but I think this was the key. But they gave me Regeneron, and it was, like, unbelievable. I felt good immediately. I felt as good 3 days ago as I do now.
More than 20 people in the president's inner circle have tested positive for the coronavirus. The vice presidential debate between Vice President Mike Pence and challenger Kamala Harris is underway in Salt Lake City, Utah, with the coronavirus pandemic front and center. The two candidates are seated behind plexiglass barriers and greeted one another from a distance because of coronavirus restrictions. In her opening statement, Harris criticized the Trump administration's handling of the pandemic.
210,000 dead people in our country in just the last several months. Over 7 million people who have contracted this disease. 1 in 5 businesses closed. We're looking at frontline workers who have been treated like sacrificial workers.
Vice President Pence, the head of the coronavirus task force, said that concern for the American people was paramount to President Trump.
President Donald Trump did what no other American president had ever done, and that was he suspended all travel from China, the second largest economy in the world.
The debate in Salt Lake City is more reserved and less explosive than the first presidential debate between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. This is VOA News. Two Islamic State militants from Britain appeared before a U.S. federal court on Wednesday to face charges in a gruesome campaign of torture, beheadings, and other violence against 4 Americans and others captured and held hostage in Syria. El Shafi El Sheikh and Alexander Kote are 2 of 4 men dubbed the Beatles by the hostages they held captive because of their British accent. U.S. Attorney Zachary Terwilliger spoke after the 2 militants from Britain made their initial appearance in federal court.
Today was the initial appearance. Because these individuals were indicted, which means the grand jury has already determined there's probable cause for their offenses, there will be no preliminary hearing. This probable cause is established.
A federal grand jury issued an 8-count indictment that accuses the men of being leading participants in a brutal hostage-taking scheme which resulted in the deaths of Western hostages, including American journalist James Foley. The former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd that set off worldwide demonstrations on racial inequality has been freed on bond, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd, posted bail Wednesday and was released from custody. According to court documents, Chauvin posted a $1 million bond. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. It was Chauvin who bystander video captured with his knee on the handcuff Floyd's neck for several minutes before Floyd died on May 25th. The video set off protests around the world. Chauvin and 3 other since-fired officers also charged in Floyd's death are currently scheduled to be tried together in March. I'm Mike Gracia.
After coming ashore on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula on Wednesday, Hurricane Delta has moved back into the Gulf of Mexico and is headed towards Louisiana. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Delta hit Cancun in Mexico as a Category 2 hurricane. Forecasters say Delta will get to Category 3, headed to Governor John Bel Edwards State, Louisiana. He says people need to act fast.
You need to be where you intend to be as you ride out the storm.
Forecasters say Delta could reach land near Terry Guarisco's house in Morgan City, Louisiana. He usually sleeps through these storms.
I have a feeling of doom about my house. And I have a good house and strong, but you never know.
Aubrey Truxillo is hoping Delta takes a sharp turn.
Hunker down, that's all you can do. We've lucked out twice.
Last month, Hurricane Sally was a miss, making landfall in Alabama. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.